Blog Talk Radio. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I'm joined by a special guest, Amanda McPherson, and we're going to talk about online dating. This is a really new topic for me. I've not tackled that one before on the program, so I'm very excited. Amanda is a relationship expert. She's going to give us her take on how online dating is making some people feel like they're losing their mind. And so I'm really excited to hear about this particular advice. And she knows what she's talking about, too. She's trained as a life coach, and she holds a master's degree in counseling. And she likes to say she's a recovering, risk-avoiding scaredy cat, and she's passionate about empowering women to live and love boldly. I really love that. So a little background on her. She likes to share her inspiration through personal coaching and corporate training and workshops and international retreats. I understand she did a workshop today, so pretty lucky to have her today. She loves working with women in the areas of dating and relationships, career growth, and which is, of course, near and dear to my heart, and overall self-confidence. She's writing a lot. She is featured in several online journals, and she's also the author of Girl, Get Your Roots Done. I love the name of her blog. It's about nourishing roots that sustain us, make us shine from the inside out, and bring us a sense of grounding in our chaotic lives. So I love that. All right, so I can't wait to hear what Amanda has to say, so don't delay. Let's get started. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Angela. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, too, especially since I think you did a workshop today. Is that right?
I did. I'm fresh off of a 3 hours of talking to some fabulous women about dating, so it is certainly top of mind, and so I'm good and warmed up, you could say, for this
good.
Call.
Good. Keep your day going here talking about, I guess, what is one of your favorite topics, so that's great.
Before we
get started, because, of course, I have questions for you, but before we get started, I was talking to my daughter about this the other day. She had not seen this movie, and it's not, I have to say, I'm not recommending this movie. It's not especially a good one, but it came out recently called How to Be Single. And I don't know if you've seen it. I'm not recommending it, but there's a few good scenes with she's just one of the co-stars, Alison Brie, and she plays a character named Lucy. So it's not about Lucy, but Lucy has some great scenes in the show. And one of them is a scene where she's explaining to the bartender, this other character, about her online dating algorithm, and she uses peanuts to explain how many eligible men she can date where she lives, which is in New York City. And she dumps this bowl of peanuts on the table, and she says it represents the 8 million people in the city. And then she cuts that pile of peanuts in half, saying, okay, half of these are men, because, you know, she's heterosexual, she's looking for men. And then she fractions out the peanuts some more, and she has all this criteria. Over age 20, under age 40, half of those are married, 10% are gay, she wants college educated, not too ugly, has to be tall enough, you know, wants to have kids. I mean, after everything is said and done, she's crushed the final peanut, she's got this one little peanut, and it's like, so this is who I have, you know, and there's 8 million people in the city. And she said, so she's on 10 different dating sites.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, that's insane, but I think it works. That scene works, and I liked it so much. I think because it's realistic. I think there are people who are really losing their minds like this over dating, online dating. And I really am excited to hear what you think about this. Why do you think online dating is making some people feel like they're losing their minds?
Right. I love it. And I have not seen that movie, but I certainly have heard some of the same sentiments shared that the character did, shared by the women that I coach and that are in my workshops, as far as feeling like online dating is somewhere that they sort of need or have to put a lot of their energy, you know, just based on how people are dating today. It's rare that I have women that come to my, you know, my dating workshops or that I coach. I mean, they range from, you know, in their upper 50s to their late 20s, and almost every single one of them has done online dating, you know, either currently or they've done it in the past. So it's now something that is not optional to talk about in my workshops. It's just a reality, of it seems to be, of the dating situation. And, you know, the other funny thing about it is I rarely mention online dating without getting a bunch of, like, moans and, like, you know, distorted faces, you know, showing their displeasure with online dating. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, I love it, you know, it's so fun and it's just really this positive, joyful experience for me. So, but a lot of people feel like it's sort of a necessary evil today in kind of if you're going to be dating, which we could talk about that as well. But, you know, I sort of say, you know, there's a lot of reasons why online dating can really kind of make us feel like we're kind of losing our mind. And I've narrowed it down to sort of five major sort of themes that I hear and that I've seen in my work talking about dating. And And there's, you know, somebody might say, oh, no, there's 10, there's 15, and that kind of thing. But sort of five sort of overarching things that I feel like, regardless of your age, regardless of your gender even, I definitely have men, you know, that have some of the same complaints about online dating. Mm-hmm. You know, these are sort of what I think is really the root problem of why online dating is making some people feel so out of their minds and you know, frantic or anxious. So I'll start off with, you know, that, you know, if we're going to go one through five, and of course, you know.
Yeah, let's do that, because I mean, we can talk about this for an hour, but we only have half an hour. So definitely
five. Okay, well, let's dive in. We'll dive into the five, knowing that it's not an exhaustive list. But, you know, the first thing is that online dating, it really kind of results in what I call like an abnormal amount of dating activity. You know, if you think back to when online dating didn't exist, you might, if you're lucky, you might have a date every couple of months, you know, or even a nibble or a lead, or, you know, you met someone at a party, or someone's going to set you up with somebody. But it was not to the extent that online dating can really sort of be this oversaturation of dating experiences. And I'm not even talking about the dates themselves when I say that. I'm talking about the potential highs and lows, the feeling of possibility, then to only be disappointed, to quote-unquote feel rejected when somebody maybe starts chatting you up and then they just disappear. It's such a concentrated amount of emotional sort of, you know, ups and downs and responses that I think, you know, no wonder it's making us feel a little out of sorts. I don't think, you know, most of us are really wired. I mean, as you know, relationships and connection is a meaningful thing that triggers a lot of our stuff.
So it can help us, but it also can harm us. You're saying that it can help us because it gives us more opportunity to meet more people, I guess. But it hurts us because way too much up and down too frequently.
Yes. What I hear from a lot of people is they describe it as like, you know, a roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster. Yeah. Some people that, you know, like you mentioned that woman in the movie who was on 10 different dating sites, people that I would call are almost kind of over dating, you know, they're working 3 or 4 sites, they're maybe even going on 3 or 4 dates a week. I mean, wow, think about the emotional energy that takes to get ready for the date, to be on the date. So that's one thing that I feel like, and I guess what I would say to that is, if you know that it's sort of wearing you down in that way, and there's sort of this it's just something you're thinking about all the time, you're checking your sites all the time, you're going on a lot of dates, that, you know, kind of an extreme amount, I would just say, like, is there a way for you to kind of moderate that activity? Is there a way to use set some boundaries? Like, I know some people that literally say, I'm only going to, Thursday nights are my, like, night I'm going to reserve for a date. And that, and then otherwise, I'm going to do my routine. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to cook my healthy dinner. You know, I'm going to hang out with my friends or whatever that is.
Yeah. So I guess you have to have some sort of healthy attachment from the emotional perspective. I guess you have to have some sort of healthy balance of attachment because you want to, you want to be positive and optimistic and have your goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. But I guess you also need to be detached, too. Like, if it doesn't work out, it's going to be okay. And feel good about
exactly.
that, you know?
Right. Yeah. And yeah, and I mean, you know, sometimes, too, and you know, we'll kind of get into some of that, on some of these other ones as far as, you know, the kind of expectations you're bringing to online dating can also cause a lot of emotional distress if it's not meeting what you thought it would be. You know, So that kind of gives you, that kind of gets me to point two, is that, you know, what I say is that sort of online dating can give you like a sense, false sense of control. You know, here you are, these sites are set up, they're telling you all these people are single, and you can filter them based on geography, education level, even sometimes height, ethnicity, religion, and, you know, I grew up in a, you know, small Texas town where we had this saying, like, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I don't know if you've ever heard that saying.
You didn't,
but
you didn't have
idea,
a very large dating pool.
Right. Well,
you didn't have a very
like,
large.
You should,
it was like,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
So a small amount of people, I guess. You didn't have a large dating pool.
Oh, well, that, and, like, it should be easy. Like, there's, like, so, like, you're shooting fish in a barrel. They're right there. Like, come on. Like, you know, how could you not, you know, get one sort of also? And so, you know, the idea is that, like, I think people think, if I get online, all these people are single. I can filter it by all these things. Like, surely if I just keep on going on these dates and I just keep, you know, joining more and more sites, this is going to work for me, you know, and when, you know, as you know, when you're trying to control some control, it makes us feel crazy. And while online dating is a cool tool that allows you to do some of that, love and relationships are still, there's still a lot of mystery behind them. There's still a lot of timing and luck and all those things. Right. And I think that sometimes people, you know, feel like, oh my gosh, if I just get on more apps, you know, if I just get on more of these online dating sites, if I just keep getting on and what we would say swiping, now most online dating sites are you swipe right or left based on, you know, sort of yes or no, you want to be matched with the person. And people will say, you know, I can't stop swiping, you know, and it's just sort of this like, I want to control this process. I want, and it gives you this false sense of control over this thing that love and relationships is still kind of mysterious and magical.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Well, then what's number three?
Yeah, so number three is that you do take it personally, and this is when you were sort of talking about the kind of the detached, you know, potentially being sort of detached as well. And, you know, it's an interesting, I sometimes feel like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because I want people to be open and you know, vulnerable in this thing called love, you know, to get what they want. But online dating, you kind of need to look at it for what it is, both positive and negative. And you don't know these people, these profiles, right? You don't know this person. And they don't know you. Yes, it may, according to your pictures or your what you wrote on your profile or whatever, it may really seem like y'all should meet or that this is a good person for you or whatever, but you have no idea what's really going on in that person's life. You know, I have, you know, some interesting examples that I can give if we have time of just, you know, someone thinking like, oh my gosh, this person's a perfect fit for me, right? And then of course, you know, they end up not being at all. Or the person's, you know, unfortunately, there's some people on here that aren't getting on the up and up. You know, they're married or something. They have no idea sort of what, and you need to kind of remember that and not get too attached to a profile. you know, because we're all putting our best foot forward. And as far as the not taking it personally thing, what I hear a lot from my clients and honestly what I've also experienced, I've been in the trenches too on this stuff, is that sometimes it seems like the same rules of being of politeness and etiquette don't apply online.
Oh, good
so
point.
You,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, you would never like be talking to somebody, getting to know somebody across the table, you know, at a function, and they wouldn't just like right in the middle of a great, you know, sort of banter, they wouldn't just get up and never come back. But that happens online, essentially. You know, I hear story after story of we're exchanging these messages. We even kind of started talking about planning a time to meet, and then they just disappeared. And, again, that sort of goes back to number one. It's sort of abnormal. It's sort of things happen in the online dating world that aren't really sort of, quote, normal, you know, aren't normal rules of engagement. And, you know, and so I say that, you know, in order to survive what I call kind of the wild west of the online dating, where it seems like people are just kind of not maybe as sort of polite and whatever, is that you've got to remember that person does not really know you, and so they're not rejecting you. It's totally about them. It's totally about them. You know, if they are, if they quote-unquote ghost you, which is what, you know, is a lot of people are talking about when people just sort of disappear on them. So, you know, I always tell people, and it's really, you know, it sound, might sound silly, but a lot of women and men really struggle when these people just disappear because they sort of feel like they're building trust and sort of a connection with this person. And, you know, I just say, listen, you're going to drive yourself crazy wondering why it happened. You're just going to drive yourself crazy. It could be a gazillion things. And so you've got to sort of have this not taking it personally approach to online dating. Unfortunately, there's just, you know, a little bit of different things that go on there. So,
then number four. So, what's number four?
Number four. Yeah, and I was working with the women today in the workshop, you know, and of course online dating came up. And, you know, one thing I have them do is really get clear about what I call, like, their brand, you know, and that's kind of a tacky way, I guess, to talk about ourselves. But, like, we all have this sort of unique set of, you know, this unique constellation of traits and qualities and, you know, the way we look, the way we talk, what we enjoy, you know. And so what I see a lot of times is that, that if you're going to be online, then does your profile, does your online profile really represent you? You know, I worked with a client who had, she was a single mom. And it was very important to her that she meet somebody who shared, you know, would have the desire to sort of co-parent and be a part of these young children, you know, these child's lives. But she did not say a word about being a mother on her online profile. And she kept attracting men. And then, honestly, she wouldn't even bring it up on the first few dates. And, you know, you could say that's for privacy or whatever. But when we explored it, it was really out of fear that she wasn't putting that out there. You know, it was fear that she would, that some people would not, you know, click on her, contact her. Well, does she really want the ones that that would scare off? You know,
exactly. Yeah.
Right. And so it's sort of like if you're going to be online, instead of having this wide filter where you just sort of water yourself down where you would be pleasing or seem compatible with 99% of the men online, perhaps you use it as a more sort of, you know, a tighter filter system where you just kind of unabashedly put your brand out there, who you are, what you're about, and be, you know, uniquely you. And that will potentially result in fewer dates. But what I hear from most women is they go on all these dead-end dates. And maybe, maybe they would be less exhausted and less frustrated if they went on fewer dates but did it in a way where they knew it was going to be a, you know, pretty like-minded match.
A better fit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
even if you didn't call it a brand, you could call it getting clear about your identity. So if someone is hearing this and they're feeling squeamish about calling it, well, it's my brand,
right.
You know.
Right.
So they could say it's my identity, you know, it's authentic.
Right.
It's being authentic.
Exactly. Online. It's being authentic and showing all different parts of yourself. I love to tell a story on myself, you know, that when I was doing more online dating, I sort of had this epiphany that I was only – the way I was describing myself and some of the pictures I chose, I mean, it was just fun, Amanda, which I hope I am, and I do think I'm a lot of fun. But I'm also very deep feeling, thinking, you know, spiritual person who wants a significant relationship. And that wasn't showing up anywhere in my profile.
Yeah.
I don't know that someone would have thought that about me. And if I got honest, it was because that was more vulnerable to put that side of me out there.
Good point. That's a good point.
You know? Yeah. So also just looking at kind of, if you keep attracting, I mean, guess what I kept attracting? Men that just wanted to have fun. You know, shocker,
I could guess.
Right?
And they didn't care necessarily about the deep Amanda.
Exactly.
Right?
And then they were sort of like, who is this woman that wants to talk about, you know, the meaning of life and you know, your feelings, you know, and I didn't sign up for that. So I really encourage, that's kind of point number four, is just encouraging, you know, any man or woman to just really be really authentic on your profile and maybe even feel brave enough to put, like, if you're looking for a significant relationship or why you're on there. Yes, it may weed out some, but that might be a good thing. So.
Yeah, I get it. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So number five. What's number five?
So it's funny. Again, like I told you, everyone tends to like say they hate online dating. And then I love to ask the question, like, okay, so what else are you doing to meet people? And it's just silence. And so what I think, again, number five of why online dating is making you feel crazy is if you're putting all your eggs, so to speak, in the online basket, you know, if you were looking at that as the only way you're going to meet somebody, that's putting, first of all, a lot of pressure on this tool, right, and this experience. And if it's something that you really don't even like or enjoy, you're bringing that energy to it. And if you really in your heart of hearts really, really would love to meet somebody at a country dancing class, you know, or at a country dancing place, like, then take a country dancing class, right? Versus maybe getting on another online app. So I really think that sometimes, as much as we rail against online dating, those of us that are out there and doing this and working these things, we're sort of can be part of the problem and that we're hiding behind it. And have kind of, quote, gotten lazy, I hate that word, but about putting ourselves out there in other ways. Like today, I sort of challenged the women before we left to come up with three ways that they were going to expand their network. And not just with ways to meet men, but also ways just to meet other women and other people to just cast that net wider. And everything they mentioned was authentic to them, was things that they liked to do anyway, you know. So it wasn't like they were going to go out and be false about what they enjoy. It was just getting off their phone, getting off the computer, and signing up for that class. Or going to the dog park alone, or sitting at a coffee shop alone, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Without forcing it, right.
So I want to see,
I've been taking notes, okay? So I want to recap what you said, see if I follow on this. So if some of these are about temptations, about like being tempted to do something that you like typically wouldn't do, it sounds like. So let me walk them through real quick. So number one, that beware, because online dating can lead to an abnormal amount of dating that makes the emotional ups and downs of getting ready for the date, being on the date, the letdown, you know, disappointment, mm-hmm. that kind of way much. So moderating, the answer to that would be moderating yourself, you know, as far as
mm-hmm. the date.
Number two, mm-hmm. Having a false sense of control and maybe false expectations about how it mm-hmm. should be. You say, people say, I can't stop swiping. So
right.
It's a little bit addictive. That sense
addictive.
Of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number
Absolutely.
Three, beware that you don't get too attached to a profile and don't take it too personally. When people mm-hmm. are abnormally behaving, because they're not necessarily behaving like they would in person, etiquette-wise,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, that they would if, you know, online. So that
right.
being aware of being attached, too attached to the profiles that you're seeing. Okay, number four mm-hmm. says be clear about your identity, your brand, be authentic, maybe even say why you're online and what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that makes total sense. I get that. And then number five,
mm-hmm.
don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't just do online dating as a way to meet the potential, you know, best
right.
candidate for dating.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If I got your five,
you got the five. Yes. You know, and,
great.
And all of these are just ways.
About this. This is awesome.
Great.
So.
Yeah, I just, you know, all of it's just to make, you know, again, it's not about should you or shouldn't you date online. It's just about how I want people to feel grounded and confident and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find that online dating is not making you feel that way, maybe just some of these things can help you, you know, kind of assess
yeah.
why.
Well, we don't have a whole lot more time. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The time goes by so quickly.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I do want to ask
it
you.
Does.
What, yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you real quick one question. And this is something you and I talked about when you and I met for coffee once. And it was, I asked you, what is the most popular online dating thing? You know, like, what's the best? What
mm-hmm.
would you recommend? There's so many of them out there. So
gosh,
is there
yeah.
something you Yeah, like a snapshot in time, because I know this could change. Like next week, there might be five new apps out that you might say you might have different opinions about. But as of right now, what would you say is the best online dating app that you suggest to folks?
Ooh, that's a good question, and I'm not trying to evade it and make it. But I think it really sort of depends on kind of the demographic we're talking about. I would say one of the
mm-hmm.
most popular ones I hear about that sort of kind of seems to be what's on everybody's phone right now is one called Bumble. And
okay.
it is sort of interesting in that it was created by women to set it up to where the woman, you sort of get matched, you both have to kind of give a thumbs up, basically, you have to swipe right on each other, and then you get told, okay, you both find each other, you know, you give them the initial okay, and then the woman has to reach out first.
Right.
So that's been interesting, too, and that's pretty popular right now with the, I would say, like, you know, 30s, 40s crowd, maybe you know, like 20s. And then I also hear about people having a lot of success on, let's say you're really spiritual minded or, you know, you really want someone who's sort of into meditation or holistic. There are sites out there. I'm sorry, I'm not thinking of their names right now. But there are a little more niche sites for those kind of interests.
Oh, yeah.
That you could, you know, Bumble and Tinder and Match.com, those are going to be more just sort of the masses, you know.
Yeah,
much,
that totally makes sense.
You know, yeah, and so, you know, I think it
well,
also depends.
Well,
if
thanks
you're,
for thanks
yeah.
for
yeah.
saying that, because that's what I'd heard, too. I'd heard that Bumble was supposedly really good because it is driven by the woman, and so I think that puts, you know, a more peace
yeah.
of mind. We have to
yeah.
go. I can't believe it. We have
oh
like one
goodness.
Minute left.
Oh, it flew by.
But I want to make sure that everybody knows who's tuning into this that I did put your lifecoachamanda.com, inspiredteamtraining.com, those are two sites, and also your link for Girl Get Your Roots Done, the blog, which I totally love. So
thank you.
Go and follow. Yes, I want everybody to follow Amanda there. And just thank you so much for joining us today. This has been awesome. I really appreciate
okay.
your coming on. I know it's been a long day because you've been doing your workshop, so thank you for taking some time out with
yes.
us.
Well, I love talking
right.
about this topic, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Well, thanks, everybody, for
all
tuning
right.
in. I appreciate your listening in, listener. And we will wrap it up now. Everybody, until next time, I want you to keep on shining like you're meant to.